The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, and thank you for joining us as we get this country back on track. As we've been saying, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, National Day of Prayer, and for that, we are giving away the movie War Room. That's right, the DVD, War Room, from the Kendrick Brothers. You know, it's such a powerful movie and absolutely fitting for the National Day of Prayer for tomorrow. So we're giving that away. And the way to qualify to win is all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you get your entry in. And who knows? You could be enjoying War Room absolutely free. Compliments of Bill Martinez Live, because that's the way we roll. Well, today is Bike to School Day, okay? It's also Bird Day. So you could cover two birds with one stone, so to speak, is take your bike and your bird with you to school. Why not? And who knows, you may get out of school early because maybe, I don't know, birds just aren't allowed anymore. And even though birds' lives count too, I think, you know, you got to be flexible this day and age. You just never know for sure, you know, what they're trying to tell us. It's also Respect for Chickens Day, okay? So don't run them over on the way to school, all right? That's the kind of things that are happening today. Bike to School Day, Bird Day, be kind to your chicken, you know, if you got one. I guess maybe we just don't eat Colonel Sanders today out of respect for chickens because their lives do matter as well. Well, speaking of lives mattering, of course, the presidential hopeful life for one Ted Cruz, he suspended officially his campaign last night, a man of his word who said, look, if I can't I can't hold Indiana, there's really just no pathway. I'm not sure what John Kasich continues to think, if somehow he's going to be some force, some influencing force with his minor amount of delegates. I don't know. Or maybe he's just hoping that somehow the quote-unquote establishment boogeyman of the GOP will rally their forces together and somehow give him some sort of impetus to do something most incredible. But after last night's win in Indiana, it is very clear sailing for one Donald Trump. But he does have some rough waters to get by, as we talked about with Julianne Thompson last hour. The big surprise of the night, though, the numbers were saying Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side going to be an easy win for her. Not the case. The burn surprised her. And listen to this report.
I understand that Secretary Clinton thinks that this campaign is over. I've got some bad news for her. I sense a great deal of momentum. I sense some great victories coming. And I think that while the path is narrow, and I do not deny that for a moment, I think we can pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States.
John Hyland, put that in perspective for us.
Well, you know, hey, I'll tell you, that is, you know, that's really what it comes down to, is that, you know, the fight is not over. The burn is still burning, and many of his passionate followers. And, it's quite ironic, because to hear the pundits speak, it was all about the GOP. But surprise, surprise, it's the Democrats. And wouldn't it be the ultimate in irony if an open contested convention happened on the Democratic side? It can only happen here in America. You got to love politics, and it makes it so doggone interesting and fun to talk about, to say the least. Well, we've got more coming up for you. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. I'm glad you can join us. As I say, we've got, coming up this hour, we're going to be talking with, Alex Kendrick is next hour, but Phil Zimbardo. You're going to like this. It's his book, Man Interrupted, Why Young Men Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. A lot of great research here. Interesting insight that Phil will bring to the conversation. So stay with us. That's going to be coming up in just a moment right here on Bill Martinez Live. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show that we come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. Join us on any one of the 275 affiliates around the world via shortwave, TuneIn Radio. We're all over the place, and we continue to expand. And thank you for joining with us to do what we can to get this country back on track, pursuing the truth no matter where it would lead us, okay? Our next guest, speaking of which, Philip Zimbardo, is a psychologist and a professor emeritus at Stanford University. He became well known for his 1971 Stanford prison experiment, has since authored various introductory psychology books, textbooks for college students, and other notable works. Philip, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill. Yeah. I should also mention that old experiment I did in 1971 has just been made into a very powerful Hollywood movie called The Stanford Prison Experiment.
Oh, wow.
And
okay, great.
You can get it from Amazon.
Well, that's excellent. Well, good. I'm glad you brought that into play. What we're going to talk about today is something that started out, that grew out of a TED speech, right?
Yeah. Some years ago, the head of TED asked me to give a provocative talk. So I gave a 4-minute talk on what's happening to this current generation of young men. And I called it On the Demise of Guys. Mm-hmm. And it was really about why guys in the whole Internet generation, it took about a 20-year period, are failing academically, socially, and sexually. And it went viral. I mean, millions of people saw it. And I wrote a little book, an e-book for TED, but now I just expanded that into a full-length book called Man Interrupted. Mm. And I think it's just available on Amazon now.
Mm. I like the title of it, Man Interrupted, because it suggests that there is a pause here. It's not anything that needs to be a legacy, although it does, without a doubt, based on the research here, demonstrate some growing influence, and we could only hope that this generation would learn. As I often say, Dr. Zimbardo, that it is, the opportunity with every life experience is that it helps us define preference. And hopefully we're
Absolutely.
Taking all this information to define the preference of what, what man should be, where he is right now. I think it's always good to consider where we are right now versus where we need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your program really highlights, current trends, what's happening in America, what should be happening, what are the, and not everything that's happening is good. And this is one of the things that I have to say, I'm sounding an alarm because I don't think it's a phase. All of us, when we were young, we did weird things, wicked things.
Right.
We got on board. There were the excesses of the 60s and 70s.
Right.
But this is something very different because And the reason I'm sounding alarmed, because I actually see it as a threat to the future of America, mm-hmm. because there are millions of young men who are opting out of what I call social reality and choosing to live in a world, a new world, a virtual reality, a technology world, and they're doing it alone in their room, and they're doing it to great excess, meaning every night, endless numbers of hours, and it's a threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to tell you, when I was reading your book here, and a lot of the things that you were bringing out were questions that I had. I did not see the TED Talk, Demise of Guys, but this is what I have been sensing and observing this next generation coming up. I mean, you talk about it in your book, kids not wanting to go even get a driver's license. You and I, we couldn't wait to where we could even go to driver's training at 15 and a half.
Yeah, that made us an adult for sure. Now,
exactly.
See, but the big issue is that I raise is that the threat is really from technology, and it's a new mm-hmm. kind of technology. Mm-hmm. So young men are living in a video, playing video games endlessly, 5, 10, more hours every single night, mm-hmm. and they're getting addicted to it. And now what's new? And so the video game industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry, meaning there are companies competing against each other for the minds and brains and fingers of these young men. Now, the games are mostly made by men for men, meaning the games themselves feature competition, aggression, violence, World of Warcraft, Mafia One, and it just taps into that dark side of male human nature. And then, for the first time in history, in human history that I know of, pornography is available absolutely free, 24/7. Right. And more varieties of sex than you could even imagine. Mm-hmm. And that's also a multi-million dollar business. And every day these games are becoming more fascinating. The videos are becoming more seductive. And so once the kids start playing, it captures their full attention.
It does. It really does. And it forms their thinking and their worldview without a doubt here, Professor. You know, I was surprised. I don't know why. Maybe just the worldview I hold to. I mean, I've known that pornography can be a very strong allurement here. But what it is doing to the minds of these young men, the consequences are far-reaching and astounding.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a wonderful website called Your Brain on Porn, and a lot of the information I have in our book, Man Interrupted, comes from that. And they have systematic, detailed studies of how the brain, the reward centers in the brain, get activated by pornography exactly as they do for almost any major reward in life. Mm. But after a while, you need to have constantly changing levels of arousal in order to keep going. And what happens is many of these young men, let's say many of the young teens who are watching porn before they ever had sex, mm-hmm. the idea of what sex is comes from these videos. And what the videos are is, first of all, there's no romance. There's no kissing. There's no touching. There's no communicate. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks in anything.
Right.
You know, it's all about sexual performance. You mm-hmm. click a button, and here's one or two or three or four or a whole gang of people having sex nonstop for 20 minutes, and then there's orgasm, fades to black, goodbye, get to the next show. And so for me, as I'm an old-time romantic, mm-hmm. you know, sex is a wonderful part of yeah. human nature, and it always includes talking, you know, setting boundaries, kissing, touching. And so for me, it's really sad because that is their view of what sex is, and it's such a distorted view.
Exactly. Well, it was rather interesting. You know, I had an interview with Andrea Tenteros from Fox on her new book, Tied Up in Knots. And she was, in her book, she's talking about, after all the women's lib movement and everything like that, it's like, is that all there is? There's mm-hmm. something still missing. So I find it interesting on the female side, you have this movement that has taken place that has delivered them basically nothing, left them in question. And now on the other side, you have Man Interrupted that is, you know, equally disconnected. And somehow we got to get the parts together here, Professor. What do you say?
Yeah. So actually, you know, I know her argument. It's really very fine. On the one side, women students are doing better than ever academically.
Exactly. Let me interrupt you here for just a minute, only because we have to go to hard break, and I want to pick it up right here about the women's performance over men and what's gone on, including graduations as well, and you know, and more. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kala Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loans subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online There are over 275 markets around this country or overseas via shortwave. Thank you for joining us on Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. We're talking with Professor Emeritus Philip Zimbardo, Man Interrupted, Why Young Men Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Maybe in your observation, you see young men opting out of reality, and this is what Phil goes head-to-head and discusses. Instead of choosing to live in a world of excessive video gaming, this is what they're choosing instead. They've got video gaming, constant porn as far as from complex relationships with women as possible. Dr. Phil is giving us examples, including widespread fatherlessness, negative media portrayals of men, environmental toxins that decrease testosterone, and the recent economic downturn, which has hit men, not women, the hardest. And that's what we were talking about before we went to break, Professor, that women are doing much better than men these days. I mean, I saw those lines of trajectory, and they're about as far apart as they've ever been in terms of success and, you know, not so much success.
Yes. Women are, the current generation of women are the legacy of women's liberation, meaning they are succeeding finally. They're still the glass ceiling at the very top where most executives are still men, but those are the old-time men. I think ultimately women working so hard and succeeding are going to win the game. Now, that makes it even harder for men because before, at least I'm better than a woman. That's not even true in terms of sports. Most top women's performers in basketball, in tennis, in golf, are better than the average man. They're not better than the best man. But again, here is a whole new generation of women who are just working really hard to succeed. Last year, women got more of every academic degree, BA, PhD, law degree, and even engineering. So the big question is, where have the men gone? We don't see them in volunteering services. Where they're gone, I think, is they are in their room, you know, living in a tech world. So in addition to being addicted to video games and pornography, you know, when they're not doing that, they're doing Google searches, they're doing Facebook. They are living in a world of their cell phone and their tablet. And for me, I'm a social psychologist. I study, you know, what's good about people being in the groups, what's bad about being in groups like the Stanford Prison Experiment. But it's heartbreaking to see young men opting out of society. Now, the other thing that happens, as you realize, is if you spend a lot of time alone, you're a consumer. And what does it mean if you spend 10 hours playing video games every night? What are you not doing? There's endless lists. You're not reading, you're not writing, you're not creating anything, you're not talking to anybody. Mm-hmm. Many of these kids say, I'd rather text than chat. Well, if you don't talk, how do you ever learn to have a conversation, which life is all about?
And we can be so easily offended as we are today. The nerves of our offensibilities has increased dramatically. Professor, let me ask you this. Do we find that kids that have a tendency to be more introvert versus extrovert, do they seem to, you know, go in the direction of, you know, more attention to video games? Because introverts, I mean, this is their world. They, you know, given the opportunity of, hey, I can be with myself or go interact with others, they're going to choose being with themselves all the time, I found.
Yeah, you hit on it, Bill. You know, I don't know if you remember, years ago, I was the first person to study shyness in adolescents and adults. Mm-hmm. Before I did, people who studied shyness only studied it in little kids. But after the prison study, I realized shyness is a prison. It's a self-imposed psychological prison where nobody says you are a shy person, so you can't do A or B. You say, I'm a shy person, therefore I can't do A or B. And most shy people are introverts, so that they'd rather be alone, you know, and sometimes you're alone doing creative things. You're writing, you're a creative artist, are very often introvert. And so the video game world and pornography world just is an appeal to kids who are introverts. It doesn't mean extroverts don't also, you know, end up there. So, but the main thing we know from all the research I've done is what introverts need is even one or two successes of being with people, and you say, oh my God, people are really nice, you know, rather than people are dangerous and scary.
Right.
So this is another negative of these games, these porn attracting kids who are introverts and making them feel, well, here's a place I can be happy, alone
exactly.
in my room.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, we talk about the consequences here. I keep thinking that in lieu of, what they're exchanging in their 10 hours of video play and attachment is life. They're missing out on the journey of life. I mean, they're not doing what you and I did when we were growing up. You know, we went out and got a job, and that job begat another job. And with each job, we stair-stepped and progressed and learned and took away from each of those experiences something that could add to the next experience. And, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, you're going to put these kids out in their peer group, at least the extroverts or some of these other kids, are already they've given them a 10-year head start.
Yeah, I mean, they've chosen not to get a life, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but the point is, can you live in your room all the time playing video games? You know, mm-hmm. you'll never. What kind of job are you going to be suitable for? You know, they are doing poorly in school because they don't even want to do homework. And when they're in class, you know, see, addiction is not the number of hours you do something or how much you do it. It's the psychological part of addiction is I'd rather be doing this than anything else. And when I'm not doing it, I wish I were.
Exactly.
So when they're sitting in class, they're imagining playing World of Warcraft. When if they happen to be with friends, friends are boring compared to World of Warcraft. If they happen to be talking to a girl, girls are boring compared to having porn sex. So essentially, there's this like a magnet drawing you back, you know, into the privacy of your room so you could do what you really like to do now, video games and porn.
Wow. And you think of the waste of human potential here. And how do you get them? How do you get them from that point, Professor? I mean, especially these kids that are wired in such a way to where this device has entrapped and enslaved them and has really put a lid on their human potential and their dreams.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned before, and part of that answer to that really good question is, you had mentioned earlier, one of the things that we point out in the book is because of the high divorce rate in America, I think it's almost the highest in the world now, at least 40%, so millions of young men are growing up without a father at home, without a male role model, without somebody who sets boundaries. Now, mothers give love unconditionally. They love you because you're their flesh and blood. And you come home with a bad report card, and they say, oh, try harder, and it gives you a hug. Mama loves you anyway. Fathers say, what's this? It's not acceptable. You know, you got to perform better. You know, you want to be on my team. You want to have an allowance. You want me not to pull the plug on your computer. You got to step up.
You got to step up,
Step up to the plate. But they don't have that. So they don't have that extrinsic motivation that we all had before. And so now, the fact that Billy is alone in his room, Mama is at least happy he's not in the street. He cannot get in trouble.
Right.
But this is a new kind of trouble. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, like you said, I'm sounding alarm. And these boys are never going to read my book. So at the last half of the book is, what are the solutions? So it really starts with parents. Well, first of all, we say men have to step up and mentor boys. If you're an uncle, if you're a cousin, and you know you have a nephew, another cousin who doesn't have a father, you got to step up and serve as a surrogate father. Take him out on Saturday. You know, so just get him away from the video
games.
Exactly. And now there are men's mentoring organizations that are starting in many, many cities. And again, if you're a man listening to this, find out. Just look at male mentoring. Go online and, you know, give up a few hours on a weekend to give these boys, you know, the male focus that they need.
Well, Professor, wow, what a great book. And thank you for sounding the alarm. I only pray that there are ears to hear this. We're seeing it. We're seeing it with our eyes wide open. We're seeing this young generation, you know, absolutely being entranced by all these video games and electronic devices, and they're going to pay a big price for it. Dr. Philip Zimbardo has been our guest. Man Interrupted on Bill
this
Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kala Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loans subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call me.
Paul Simon here, huh? Call me Al, call me Bill. Hey, just call me. Get on the phone. Hey, or better yet, right now you want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and enter the drawing for a free DVD Blu-ray of War Room, the movie. Yes, it's in honor of our National Day of Prayer, which is going to be happening tomorrow, and hopefully you have a place to go to and join other people. Dr. Zimbardo says, it's good to be around people. And, you know, for some of us, it's easy, and we like it because our outgoing natures are such that they connect with people. But there are too many other people who are a bit shy, as he pointed out, the professor talked about. And, they're hesitant. They're more introvert, you might say, by description. But I would say, hey, pick up an introvert, take them out with you to the National Day of Prayer, and enjoy that day. But also don't forget to drop me an email to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Enter the drawing, and you too can be part of, you're the one to win a free War Room DVD. That's such a great movie, and we're going to be talking with Alex Kendrick a little bit. We actually were replaying an interview that we had with him last week when he talked about, I think they had 200 churches across the country that were involved in, showing the movie War Room as a kind of a preamble to the National Day of Prayer. But we also talked at length about the National Day of Prayer. A powerful thing that I'm so glad that this is something this country
for as long as we can is holding into it, even in spite of the attacks on our freedom of religion here in this country. I think it's quite interesting. We're going to talk about, you know, about that issue as well, our First Amendment right, with Aaron Mercer, who is the Vice President of Government Relations with the National Radio Broadcasters, NRB, and met him finally face-to-face. We've talked many times over the years, had a chance to meet him back in February at the National Convention in Nashville, and what a great guy. And so he's going to be coming up, and we're going to talk more about that, because there is a... there's a challenge, and they filed, NRB filed a friend of the court brief on this issue of our First Amendment right, and you know what's been happening, the attacks on our faith, and it's interesting because it comes at a time on the heels of a Gallup poll where you know, everyday Americans are saying, hey, where is you know, where are the Christians? You know, where are the people of faith? We seem to be missing something here. Our moral compass is broken in this country. And I find it quite ironic because it's the same group of people that said, hey, look, we want to redefine marriage. We want to create all these different sexes, you know, questioning whether or not God did say that there was a man and a woman. But now we have all kinds of delineations for the gender. I don't know, I was reading something the other day, something like 16 different, I mean, at one university there's like 16 different gender classifications, but my favorite, the most recent one, is fluid, and I say this with all, you know, with due respect, and I hope you respect the fact that, you know, I find it, you know, just amusing that we would come up with the term fluid. And all this, and challenge, you know, these basic things that we know that have been natural for thousands of years. And now we're questioning these things. And maybe this is all part of the deal that we have to go through, is that we have to, you know, get up on top of the roof, fall off, and find out the law of gravity does exist. The challenge is that you come to grips with that reality when you hit the ground and you mess yourself up. And, you know, and if we're not going to say something and sound the alarm that people are unhinging and they've let go of their moral anchoring, of which our founding fathers clearly and explicitly pointed out to us, to say that our U.S. Constitution was designed for a people of morality and values. And we're letting those go. And with it, is it any doubt that, you know, our freedoms, our U.S. Constitution is imploding? We have activist judges that are, you know, think nothing of vaporizing millions of votes with the sweep of a pen. I mean, you talk about the president's pen and his cell phone. I mean, these judges, these federal judges, what they're able to do with their pen, heck, with a cell phone, they just do it. They don't need to call anybody. They just make it happen, and they sign into law. I mean, they're doing something that has only been reserved for Congress. But, you know, and we say, hey, where are congressmen? Even the long-term ones, the ones that we don't want to be there long-term, you know, we believe in term limits. And but they're not even, you know, they're just going along because, hey, guess what? They get to go to the, you know, the White House Correspondents' Dinner and have fun and laugh and scratch and do all that. But meanwhile, you know, what's happening to our country? You know, what is happening not only to our country, but I think about the very soul of this country, the people that make up this country. You know, Hillary Clinton, you know, has a face-to-face with somebody who challenges, says, wait a minute, how can you come here and look us in the face, you know, people of coal, and, you know, tell us that we should be voting for you when you're the one who said, hey, look, we want to, you know, we want to eradicate the coal business. We want the coal business to be gone. We want all these thousands of jobs to be vapored. Along with that, your way of living, everything that you've learned, we're going to put you back. We're going to put you back 50 steps to the starting line. You're going to start all over. In fact, you're not even at a starting line. You're behind. You're behind it, because you've got to go through the learning curve. You've got to get up to where you can even see the starting line. You know, when you know, states and cities are absolutely blighted like they have. I mean. You know, it was so sad. We were talking about this the other day about Gary, Indiana. You look at the northwest portion of Indiana where the primaries just took place, and you go, what happened here? I mean, it's absolutely blighted. And one of our experts said, well, it's because when you have a one-horse town, so to speak, where they're focused on one industry and that industry, impales or it just implodes on itself, this is what you've got. You've got Gary, Indiana. And the sad part is that you've got cities around the country that are just like Gary, Indiana. They've counted on, you know, the people in their community, their government, their unions and that to protect their jobs. And what do they have now? They have nothing, and they're looking to the government for help. And the smart ones, I say smart, figured out. They saw the writing on the wall, and they left Dodge, and they figured, okay, if I've got to redefine my life and reinvent myself, I may have to do it in another community. I may not have to do it here in Gary, and that's a tough deal because if you've grown up in Gary and that's been your life, and that's where your neighbors are, it's tough to pack your bags and head out. I understand that. But, at some point, you got to cut your losses and be able to say, okay, if it means that I have to move, if it means something else, or if the pressure is on me to step up instead of just relying on the government to give me a handout and destroy my dreams. And this is what I'm upset about the government about. I understand a hand up, but when a handout becomes kind of what the professor was alluding to, when it becomes an addiction and it controls our very lives and drains us of our dreams and ambition, there's something, you know, categorically wrong and inopportune on so many levels. And this is what's happening. For me, I think of all the human potential and the dreams that are just being wasted away on some sort of promise or, you know, some sort of false help that the government gives. I mean, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and progressives like her would like us to believe that they have the answer. You know, that they have the answer. The answer is not with them, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you, and I hope that this can connect with you. The answer is within each of us. And it's tough when you're so far away from the answer that you can't ever hear this, but I am only hoping that something will connect with you to understand that you have to start moving away from where you are right now, and you got to move towards and just passionately go after something that's better for you and your family, something that is boiling inside of you, a dream, an urge to say that this isn't the way that it has to be, and it's not the way that it has to be for the next generation and the children that you're being example and model to. Anyway, the conversation will continue. Thanks for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, and that's the address you want if you want to get your name in the hopper, as they say, for that free DVD, War Room DVD that we're giving away, all in honor of our National Day of Prayer, which happens tomorrow. So thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, right now 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, an incredible career, as my mother would say, many careers. Because when you read his curriculum vitae, Neil Bascom has experienced so much. Today he's an author. I mean, his work has been translated into over 15 languages, featured in several documentaries, optioned for major film and TV projects. It has been a wonderful life for a young man who demonstrated even in his early years that he was quite the brainiac. Went on to become an attorney and now spends most of his time full-time now as an author. Is that right, Neil?
Yes, I write books full-time now, which is wonderful.
Well, that's good. And then here you are, an avid hiker, skier, coffee drinker. So put those three coordinates together, and where do you end up but Seattle, Washington, right?
Yeah, exactly. I lied to myself on the East Coast for a number of years, but I finally moved out west and loving it so far.
Well, good fun there with you and your family. And I know, to move from east to west, you had to leave family behind. But it is a wonderful life for Neil and his family these days, right?
No, it is. And it's a good place to write. There's plenty of coffee shops in Seattle.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about Winter Fortress. The story is a historical fiction based on fact about the commando op to sabotage Nazi efforts in developing atomic weapons. I thought it was interesting. Your publicist says that you only write nonfiction, but even by its own description, the Winter Fortress is described as a fiction based on fact. So I guess that's the new alternative. We're running into more of these fiction based on fact, which as you read the book, you go, wait a minute, isn't this something I just read in the newspaper? Or I read on the internet or something, right?
Well, I think my publicist may be a little misstating. I mean, what I try to do is write these stories so that they read like fiction. However, everything in there is fact. So it's heavily footnoted in the story about the saboteurs of the German atomic bomb program. It happened. all the information I have in there, unfortunately, came from the diaries and letters and secret documents that the British and the Norwegians kept after the war. So all true, but I hope it's as fast and as thrilling as any good novel.
Well, you know, this is all, you know, this is all very fascinating because we look back and this is what happens with history and why it is so important for it to be documented. I think this is one of the things that, or I should say the complaint that I have with the mainstream media today is I believe their reason to exist is to document history. And I'm concerned that maybe things are being lost in translation. But it's interesting that here, you know, we're looking back in 1942 and maybe some of the information that would have been available then, not available, or at least was there, but not available. And now there's some access to it. But even then, Neil, I think you would admit that there's some window of where that information is available because some of it just gets lost in time, doesn't it?
No, it does. And sometimes archives are closed and sometimes papers disappear. I think on this one, I was just fortunate that the families kept so much. I mean, the leader of this operation against this plant, which was impregnable and held the key ingredient to the German atomic bomb program, the person who built it left daily diaries, and his son had them still over 60 years later. And so I was able to sort of get into his head and know what he was thinking and planning and experiencing, and it was just a sort of wonderful window into time. And I do agree that, you know, I rely sometimes heavily on newspaper journalists and accounts on other books. And I hope that we're telling fact in journalism.
Well, you take us back to 1942, as we've been alluding to. The Nazis are racing to build an atomic bomb. They have the physicist. It's all lining up. And here you are. You get your hands on the diary notes. I mean, and you're getting into the head of this, I guess for all intent and purposes, you call him the project manager of the atomic bomb, right?
Exactly. He was the project manager in charge of stopping the Germans from producing heavy water. If you have heavy water, you have plutonium. If you have plutonium, you have a bomb. Mm-hmm. And so there was one plant in all the world that produced heavy water. It was in this Arctic wilderness, 100 miles west of Oslo. And the mission was essentially to go in there, do everything you could to blow it up, because if you could stop the heavy water, you could stop the German atomic bomb program. And it's this, what I loved about this story is, you know, you have these heroes, and they were absolute heroes, but when they started the war, they were clerks and teachers and engineers and just ordinary people, and suddenly they're thrust into this war, and they're thrust into this position of having to stop this. And in what was, in essence, a suicide mission against this plant, it was, as the title of the book goes, a winter fortress.
Right.
And they did it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, to me, like you say, ordinary men called for something extraordinary. But yet they understood they understood what it would mean for the Nazis to have an atomic bomb. I still think back even when, you know, our country released the bombs over Japan. Did we even begin to comprehend the potential devastation of the A-bomb?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'll just give you an example here. Anton Paulsen, who was one of the head saboteurs, he was told before he parachuted back into Norway, you were going on a mission to stop the Germans from getting a bomb that could blow up London. And what Paulsen said to himself and to his team was, I think they're just throwing us a line here. There's no way anything such as that could exist. Mm-hmm. But they went on the mission both because they were told to, but also because they were fighting for their families, they were fighting for their town. Many of them were local boys to where this plant was located. And so it was a combination of both moving history and fighting for something very simple, you know, the freedom of your town to get rid of the Germans from occupied Norway.
And here they are, as you say, simple men going against, you know, the Third Reich, the power of this military juggernaut. And all the brains, the physicists, And that's what happens quite often in history, is that you have pride, you've got ego, you've got everything seemingly going right, and then you're upended by a little boy in a slingshot.
Exactly. I mean, Kurt Diedner, who's the head of the German atomic bomb program, I mean, he had everything in his favor. And in fact, by, mid-1942, the Germans were neck and neck with the Americans in terms of the Manhattan Project. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had the uranium, they had the heavy water, they had the physicists and scientists. And then these little events, which have big, results, happened. And the story that I tell here is one of them.
And this is what afforded the world, the United States, the time in order to produce their atomic bomb ahead of Germany. And of course, we know by history. I'm curious here, Neil. Here we are. We're on the doorstep of another nuclear, proliferation arms race that's taken place that I think that the United mm-hmm. States is, has played a role in with the mishandling and the allowance of Iran, though the government would try to tell us that, there's no way that there's going to be a nuclear Iran, but all indications are that they're going full steam ahead, so to speak.
No, I mean, I think, Iran and North Korea present some pretty challenging, very difficult situations. I mean, you look at North Korea. I mean, they have had economic sanctions and a shutdown of their country for a very long time. But if you have a government that is willing to starve and kill its people and concentrate all the remaining resources on an atomic program, then they're going to make progress. And I think with Iran, the challenge is intelligence. I mean, the heart of this story of Winter Fortress is this man named Leif Tronstadt. He had keen intelligence on what the Germans were doing at this heavy water plant. He knew everything inside and out, which is why they were able to attack it, why they were able to stop it, why they even knew they needed to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think similarly in present day, that attention on intelligence, human intelligence, and getting the inside information to know exactly what the Iranians are doing, I think is essential.
Exactly. And it seems that, Iran has done a good job in holding off inspectors and trying to keep this as quiet as possible. But I sense Israel knows a lot more than they're saying.
Well, I think the Israeli intelligence organization, Mossad, I've covered in a different book, is very good at what they do. I just hope we know what the Iranians are doing, or we're trying to do that. I mean, I think the Iranians are playing, in some ways, a very game of chess with us, and in parts winning.
Exactly. It's been described that they're playing on multiple level chessboards, and maybe the United States with their foreign policy is playing more checkers, that we're not even in the same zip code and in the game style of chess one-on-one, without a doubt, the way things seem to be pointing out. But, like Winter Fortress, there is a need. There's going to be a call for somebody to step up and do that little thing that's going to make a big difference. I think this is what could be the very salvation of not only Israel, but our world as well. Congratulations on the Winter Fortress, available at all the usual places, I take it, Neil, right?
Yes, it is. And I appreciate it, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Neil Basco, national award-winning
New York Times
best-selling author.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.